You're listening to The Dash with your host, Aiden Reeves, a podcast where we talk with influential people to grow and inspire others around them in making an impact on their lifelong dash for greatness.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of The Dash Podcast. First of all, I just want to say a massive thank you to those that do decide to tune in and give this a run. It is never expected, but always is greatly appreciated for those of you who do tune in. But yeah, it's been about a month or so since I decided to jump back on the podcast and record an episode. So yeah, pretty excited to be back, keen to share some stories and a few lessons that I've experienced. Taking a month off has been really good, I found, for my mental health anyway. The podcast is something obviously that I love doing, but yeah, it's just like a bunch of fun. I do love sharing my experiences, stuff that I have learned, and just hoping that whoever's listening, it can kind of benefit you or just give you some sort of, whether it's entertainment or educate you in some form of way or get you through a hard time. So first and foremost, before we start this episode though, I'm someone that hates negative news, but I just want to take a minute to pay my respects to George Floyd and his family after George was innocently assaulted and also killed by an on-duty police officer in the United States. So a lot of terrible stuff happening right now overseas and just with racism in general. But yeah, I'm not too educated on everything that's happening and I'm going to go into all the finer details, but I guess 2020 is just one of those years where we all probably want to forget about it. Just so much stuff has happened with the virus in Australia. There was the bushfires, the floods, and now like the racism as well is kind of tracking back around, and there's always going to be people who have something bad to say about someone of a different culture or a different race. I'm hoping one day we're all going to be able to treat each other equally so we can move forward together. But like I said, I hate negative news, so I'm going to continue on. Next up, last week, I came across a guy on the other side of the world who turned out to be copying my every exact move. And as strange as it may sound, like I got to experience what that was like. And to be honest, like I was thinking back and like me growing up and just freaking out about basically everything that would come into my life that would seem like a negative thing. Like my reaction now is a heck of a lot different to what it would be back then. But yeah, here's a bit of context. So for most of you who decide to tune in and listen to these podcast episodes, you would know that I own a digital marketing agency called Oakwill. At the start of this year, I was fortunate enough to be in a position where I could hire a few team members to help me out with some client work and stuff like that. And basically just bringing them on helped me kind of free up a bit of time to go to meetings while work was still getting done. And I didn't have to kind of pick and choose between going to a meeting, getting new work or working on current work. So yeah, it's definitely freed up a lot of time in a sense that I can bring on more stuff and get more stuff done with the extra hands and stuff like that. So yeah, really appreciate my team if you're listening. Yeah, your work never goes unnoticed. But maybe around a week ago, I think just short of a week ago, I was on the Oakwill Instagram page just having a browse and I got this notification saying that this account has followed you. I'm not going to mention any names just because I think that it is unfair to do that. Basically, when I saw this notification, I saw the name and the name was very, very similar to my brand name. And when I clicked on their account and I saw digital marketer, or digital marketing, I was like, man, like what are the odds? Like their name is so, so similar to ours and they're also in like the same industry or field as us. And I just thought that was pretty crazy and it was maybe a massive coincidence. And then I was like, oh, I wonder like how they market. Like they're from America, not the same brand name, but very, very similar. Checked out their content and I was like, man, like as I'm reading this right now, I feel like I'm having deja vu. Like I feel like I've read this before. And I'm reading and I'm going through all their content, slide after slide and post after post. And I'm just reading it going, man, like, what is this feeling? Like, I've read every single thing of this before. Like, at first I thought it was deja vu. And then it kind of just clicked in my mind that all these posts were taken, like all the content and context around these posts were taken from my page or my social media account. So I went over to our Instagram and I just found the ones that were all the same and I screenshotted them and stuff like that. And within like the first 30 seconds, I found about 4 to 7 posts that might as well have just been straight up copied and pasted straight into their account. The design and visual side of things didn't have Oakwell's branding, but the layouts were basically the exact same. And all the text, like we'd have bullet points saying like, use white space as number one, and their number one would be like, use white space. And they just kind of, like, if you're going to steal, try and mix it up a little bit. Like, don't make it super identical. Otherwise, it's just going to be really, really bad. But yeah, with the original post, I screenshotted my post and then screenshotted their post and sent it to my mates, and they had a look at it. And all their advice was just like, this is so weird. You need to block this account because they're just going to keep, like, stealing your stuff. And my mates know how hard I work and how much effort I put into creating content. And also the thing is, like, my team as well, part of their job is to do the studies on content and get statistics and put together tips and tricks, and I pay them for that. So when someone just comes along, especially that, like, didn't ask me if they could use it or take it as a source in some way, it's kind of weird to me a little bit, but we'll get into that a little bit further. So the strange thing is, like, even though why I even started to share this story today is because it made me realize just how much I've changed as a person over these few years without realizing. And I think a lot of us don't tend to look back about who we used to be. And I have heard great things about keeping a journal and writing things in your journal every single day, so then you can go back and reflect on them, especially if it's a really bad day. That's why vlogging is good as well. Even if you just pull out your camera and vlog and show no one, and you just keep it for a rainy day, look back on the footage and think, man, like, I'm so different. Or, like, it might be a physical appearance thing that's different about you, or it might be a personality trait that's changed as well, or an opinion that you have on a certain topic. But yeah, anyway, so although this whole thing was new for me, and I didn't really know how to process it at first, once my mates told me, like, just block him and all this stuff, I was thinking, why aren't I feeling this? Like, I should be the one that's super mad right now. This guy obviously had no right to take my stuff. He didn't ask me, as I said before. But part of me was just like, man, like, and it's just not bothering me that much. And I didn't know why. And something in the past that would probably stress me out, as I said before, just wasn't stressing me out now. And my reaction to finding out this guy had taken basically 80 to 90% of our content just made me laugh. And after a while of processing it a little bit more, I just started to realize, how bad was it really? And what was the result that could possibly come out of this? And I thought the worst thing I could do, or the best thing that I could do to prevent something worse from happening, is just send them a quick message. Nothing, like, really negative or anything like that. I ended up sending this message, so I'm just going to read it out. I said, hey there. Thank you for your support on our Instagram by deciding to give us a follow. We've taken a look at your page and couldn't help but notice that a lot of our content has been copied and recycled onto your Instagram. Although we don't mind you doing this, as our team have taken the time to study and create this content, we would only ask that you credit us as a source in any future posts. Thank you. The account ended up actually replying a few hours later and saying, okay, we'll do next time. I looked into their account a little bit further, and the guy, as I suspected, was young as well. So he probably doesn't know any better about the whole content side of things, but it's probably something that he should educate himself on, because he's going to get in a lot of trouble, especially if he decides to steal content from maybe a bigger company or a company that isn't so nice. So yeah, just looking at back on it now, I kind of think it's a little bit hilarious. And I guess the only real thing I feel like what I could somewhat be mad at is what I said before, like, he didn't ask for permission for stealing up to 80 to 90% of our content. And also the fact that, like, my team do so much extensive research onto the tips and tricks and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a wrap on today. I just wanted to share it because I feel like this might be a chance for you to look back and reflect on who you've turned into. Are you the person that you want to be? Are you continuing to work towards that person that you want to be? Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, and it took something like this for me to realize how much my emotion has changed in the sense of the things that I'm putting time and effort into. I hope you're all staying safe. COVID is slowly, I guess, lifting. The restrictions are lifting up. The pubs are reopened, which is really great. Me and my mates have caught up. for a beer and some food. But yeah, if you've did enjoy this episode, I'd love to know your thoughts. If you've ever experienced something like this, whether if someone's copied you or you've copied someone else, either way, let me know. Always keen to listen to some stories and share some stories. But yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one.